the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped more than 830 points yesterday and then bounced around a lot today. Other market indicators, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, didn't fare so great either. Both were down significantly yesterday and today. It's the first time in nearly 2 years that the market has seen stumbles like this. Market watchers are pointing to a number of issues that could be scaring investors, ranging from interest rate hikes to ongoing tariff battles. Akani Otani is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal in New York, where she covers the U.S. stock market and investing. Akani, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, with the close this afternoon, how big were the losses on the Dow Jones today?
So all told, we lost 545 points on the Dow today. So that's almost 1,300 points that we've lost over the last 2 days, and one of the worst two-day stretches for the market this year.
And we've talked before about this. These numbers, 1,300 points, sound pretty big when it comes to a percentage of the stock market value. We're going from much bigger starting points. So how big a deal is this in that perspective?
Yeah, so in the past, I mean, we've talked about how, you know, when the Dow can lose or gain several hundred points, it's not actually that big of a move. But actually, the moves that we've been seeing this week in the stock market have been pretty significant. Yesterday, we actually saw the largest one-day percentage decline since February. And today's move in the Dow is also ranking in the top 10 worst sell-offs for the Dow this year. So it has been pretty severe, what we've seen the last couple of days.
President Trump was interviewed on Fox News yesterday, asked whether trade policy from the White House might have something to do with the volatility of the market. Here's a listen to what he had to say.
We're taking in billions of dollars in tariffs from China, from Chinese goods, and it hasn't hurt us at all. We're taking in billions and billions of dollars. We're going to make product here that we're now buying in China. No, that wasn't it. The problem that I have is with the Fed. The Fed is going wild. I mean, I don't know what their problem is, but they're raising interest rates, and it's ridiculous.
And the president has talked about those interest rate increases today, too. Is this a reason maybe they're bumping up this important rate at the Fed? We'll get into what that is in a minute. But is this a plausible explanation for this drop in stocks?
When we talk to investors, that's certainly one of the things they mention. I mean, alongside trade, the Fed and its course of interest rates have been a key area of concern for investors throughout the year because, you know, for the last 9 years, we've seen U.S. stocks drive higher, and I think a lot of investors credit that in part to the fact that rates have been near historic lows for so long. And so when you're not getting that much out of treasuries, investors are more willing to take on risky investments like stocks. But recently, we've seen that dynamic increasingly change with the Fed raising interest rates to keep the economy from overheating. And so that's adding some more pressure to the market because investors are no longer dealing with this dynamic where, you know, bond yields across developed markets are carrying near zero rates.
Right. And I looked at a chart looking at those rates for the past, I don't know, 60 years or something. If you look at it in that whole time, they're kind of freakishly low still, even after these increases. You can find periods where they were in double digits, 10 up to 20%. They're pretty darn low, right, even after these increases.
That's right. And so, I mean, that's one reason why some people are still pretty optimistic about the stock market, even with the recent drops that we've seen, because they'll point out that, you know, even with the recent jump in bond yields that we've seen in the U.S., rates are still near historic lows. And when you think about it, the economy has managed to grow with rates at much higher levels than they are right now. But that being said, the pace of the bond yield gains that we've seen in the last week, I think, are really what's startling investors. Even if they're not concerned about rates being around 3.25% on the 10-year, they're saying the pace of the sell-off in the bond market is what is freaking people out.
And looking at the stock market, sometimes, and I'm guilty of this, people can use the stock market as a synonym for the economy. They're not the same thing. Performance in one does not necessarily indicate the performance of the other, right?
Totally. And that's what's kind of interesting about the sell-off that we've been seeing is that even with the severity of the drops, when we've talked to investors and asked them how they feel about the outlook for U.S. growth, they're still pretty optimistic. We have seen some weakness in areas of the economy like autos and housing recently, but on the whole, we have unemployment near multi-decade lows. and measures of confidence among consumers and businesses at near records, and growth still projected to continue at a steady clip throughout the rest of the year. So, I mean, we're kind of seeing a dislocation at the moment between how investors feel the economy is doing and what we're seeing in the market.
Akani Otani is with us from the Wall Street Journal, looking at a couple of substantial drops 2 days in a row on Wall Street. And Akani, let's talk about the tariff side of the equation. President Trump says, no, that's not the reason, but I don't understand Wall Street, but I do understand people don't always like uncertainty, and there's a lot of uncertainty surrounding these back and forth tariffs. Is that part of the story here?
I mean, that's right. I think it's fair to say that tariffs have been another area of concern for investors throughout the year. I mean, it's kind of hard to, we'll never know what exactly caused the stock sell-off that we've seen throughout this week. But if you ask investors to sort of list all of the things that they're worried about, chances are they would mention interest rates and also tariffs, just because with tighter trade policies, we're really seeing the potential for U.S. corporate profits, which have been played a strong part in supporting the stock market, potentially start to slow down a little bit. It doesn't look like we're at the breaking point yet, but we are starting to see some companies mention that tariffs have started to eat into their profits in recent quarters, or sort of muddy their investment plans. So how severe those tariffs end up being will certainly be a key area that investors will be looking at.
We've seen stories lately about just how huge some of the technology companies are, things like Apple, Google, Amazon, for example, just head and shoulders in terms of their valuation above other things. How much does a little wiggle from one of those companies affect the greater stock market?
It's a surprising amount. We've done a couple stories throughout the year about how just a handful of the so-called FANG stocks, so you're talking Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google, have actually driven an outsized portion of the stock market's gains. And this isn't necessarily unusual when you look at market history. It's pretty normal for a handful of companies and dominant industries to actually produce most of the S&P 500's gains, just because it is a market cap-weighted index. So bigger companies tend to have an outsized role in driving where the stock market is going at any given time. But that has been an area of concern, because when these names do tumble, they can sort of take the broader market down with them.
This story over the last couple of days of dropping stock values, is this a U.S. story or is this a global story?
It's very much global, and that's what's interesting as well, because for a lot of the year, we saw U.S. stocks really outperforming their counterparts overseas, and investors were attributing that to the strength of the U.S. economy, even as momentum seemed to be slowing in the Eurozone and emerging markets. But clearly right now, we're seeing a sort of reversal of that, where stocks from Europe to Japan to Hong Kong to New York, they're all falling in tandem.
I want to get back to those interest rates for a moment. They're a tool when we have a recession. The Federal Reserve can cut those interest rates to try to give a jump start to the economy. That's what we saw with the Great Recession, a big drop in those rates. Is it a worry that they're low enough now that if we go into another recession, which we will someday, that their toolkit is limited because they can only take them down so far?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, when we talk to investors, particularly in the bond world, about what's going to happen the next time we slip into recession, many sort of concede they're not quite sure, because we've already taken rates, near historic lows this time around, and investors don't think a recession is that far off. I mean, most of the folks we've talked to don't think a recession is imminent, but at the same time, you hear, 2020, 2019 sort of being tossed around. So when you think about that, and when you think about where rates will likely be the next time the economy starts contracting, it does sort of pose a conundrum for the Fed as far as how much lower they can feasibly bring rates down.
We'll leave it there and watch what happens tomorrow. Akani, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Akani Otani is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal in New York, where she covers the U.S. stock market and investing. She joined us for a look at the drop in the Dow Jones yesterday and today, and some wider perspective on what's going on in the market.